But concerns raised about the number of people socialising outdoors in Galway City at the weekend. Several hundred people gathered in areas such as the Spanish Arch and Claddagh Basin in the good weather, and it's led to calls for action to enforce public health guidelines. Well, Galway Councillor Neil McNeilis is on the line. And Councillor McNeilis, what did you see at the weekend that's given rise to so much concern?
Well, first of all, the weather was absolutely fabulous on Saturday compared to yesterday, where it was just torrential. But on the good weather, it started early and large crowds gathered, groups of fours and sixes, but ended up having about nearly 800 people sitting around by the Claddagh Basin. And what was happening, it was all outdoor drinking. And the fact is that the sheer numbers of people that were there really put some concerns from everybody. During the lockdown, we had that complete area closed off under the Garda request. So they wanted the Claddagh Basin closed, they wanted the Spanish Arch closed, and the City Council put up the barriers. That was then lifted, that order from the guards. And then, of course, we had the good weather. And then the place just got filled with everybody enjoying themselves, but enjoying themselves in a way where they shouldn't be doing it, because we have bylaws in the city that says there should be no street drinking. And yet we had these large numbers.
And we also have plenty of medical advice at this point saying very hard to social distance when there's alcohol involved. So what's the solution here?
Well, I'm looking at, again, as I contacted the Gardaí and the city manager today and said, look, lads, you need to really figure out how do we actually tackle this, because Galway is the party capital. Everybody's coming down here for their staycations. But, I mean, the gastro bars and the restaurants are doing their best to do everything by the book. And yes, you can go into an off-licence and walk across the road to 20 metres and sit down there for the day and drink. So I'd be saying I want the bylaws enforced, but also we want a good weather plan. Like, if we're going to have good weather, like the rarity that we have, we might as well make sure that we can put the barriers up in the Claddagh Basin and have proper policing happening at an earlier stage in the day so that you can catch them early and then send them home.
It sounds like you're placing an awful lot of responsibility and burden on Garda Síochána in Galway City.
Well, I think Galway City did a really, really good job. The guards have done an amazing job in the whole process, but the community policing has never been as good. If we can have people out there visible and actually turning away earlier on, I think it can be done. I mean, to date, I think that the guards have done a brilliant job, but somebody has to do it. We don't have the powers as a city council to do it, because our guys go home at 6 o'clock in the evening. And if you were down here and you were an elderly person living in the Claddagh, you would have concerns about it. I mean, we have the Claddagh Church, which is literally just only 40 yards away from the basin, and that's where everybody was going to the loo. So where do the 800 people, you know, decide to go to the toilet? And on top of a grotto. So I think it's, you know, there's rules there first and they need to be policed. And yes, if it means they have to get some extra overtime, so be it.
Well, hopefully not all 800 chose to do that, but certainly if you saw it, I won't deny it, and it does sound very unpleasant. Listen, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Councillor Neil McNeilis from Galway City for us this lunchtime.